You're listening to The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on South Georgia's talk leader, News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
All right, back on The Morning Drive on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Valdosta Toyota, Southern Vane and Laser Center, and also our friends at Preferred Rental Company as well. Again, we appreciate you listening, whether you're listening to us at 105.9 or online at valdostatoday.com. We did get some good news yesterday. They give us these numbers every month. I got to have stuff spelled out for me because I'm just not as smart as other people around here. But they do say that, hey, we got the new numbers in for the folks who listen online. We set another record for the month of September, and we're proud to say that just shy, 15 people shy of 11,000 people tuned into WVGA online last month. And of that, we are very, very appreciative. So no matter where you're listening to us, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. This morning, we continue our interviews with local candidates. And joining us this morning, Mayor John Gale, who's running for re-election on November the 3rd. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. So does that many people listen every morning, you reckon?
For the month. Yeah, that's right. I don't think it's every morning, but yeah. We do have a lot of them, which we appreciate that. So, and it's always good when people say they tune in from other parts of the country just to kind of keep up what's going on back home. So, but those folks probably can't vote, Mayor. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid of that. There's a lot of my support comes from people that live outside the city. I had a woman tell me the other day that she went to vote, and they told her she couldn't vote. And she said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Well, you live in the county."
He's not running for mayor of the county. He's just mayor of the city. That's right.
So. Thank goodness. I'm going to leave that up to Chairman Slaughter.
As we mentioned, of course, early voting going on this week for the next couple of weeks, then the election on November the 3rd. Mayor, of course, you're running for re-election. You were elected last cycle. What's the difference between running for election whenever you had never served in this office, right, and now running for re-election, knowing what you know now?
There's a lot of difference. Of course, I tell you one thing. I don't remember all these political forums when I ran 4 years ago. I mean, I'm having two a week right now, or three a week, and so I don't remember all those. We had two, if I remember correctly, before when I ran 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you the real difference is, you know, you think you've done a good job, and you think you've pleased the people, and a lot of, you can't please everybody all the time, but you try to please all the people some of the time, you right. know. And so, but then you have to stand up there and have rocks thrown at you and all that, you know, about things that you don't believe actually happened the way they're being told. So, you know, it's somewhat, it gets personal sometimes. And so the hair rises up on the back of your neck occasionally, and you just have to overcome that.
Right. Well, and that's, I think, the deal with being the incumbent is that you have more name recognition. People know you because you've been in office. But at the same time, that gives folks an opportunity to say, well, what about this and what about this?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But also, like you
can't
said,
you can't do it all. Right. And, I mean, it's just you have to just have to decide what's best for the whole, mm-hmm. and that always doesn't please some people.
Right.
So,
and there seem to be some different issues now than there were 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I know this, the talk of public transportation has been out there a lot. I'm sure it's been mentioned at just about every forum, if not every one of them. Yeah. But this is not something really new to you. I mean, something you talked about on our show before.
Right. I started working on public transportation over 2 years ago. We started, you know, our first time we looked into it, we actually talked to the college about providing, you know, since they already have a bus system and everything, we talked about them maybe expanding theirs a little bit. That wasn't possible at that time. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on it, and we've been knowing that there was some money available for certain things. And so that's, you know, we've been discussing those issues, and it finally came to a head back last year when we decided that we needed to use some of this money that's available to us to provide another study because of all the new things on the horizon, mm-hmm. to bring us together and look at those things and look at routes that are different than they were 5-10 years ago, mm-hmm. look at processes that are different. We got private participation now with people that want to get into the into the public transportation. So there's just a lot of things available now that have never been available before.
Right.
And so we've got, that's why we want to do this study. And we've already started, we've already gotten proposals in from about, I think, five different firms at this time. And they're in the process of reviewing those to decide who's going to do this study. So they will come up with all these. I mean, these people have already told us some things that we didn't know, mm-hmm. you know. And so we're looking forward to seeing the results of that study and then going forward with it. And then that gives us something in our hands. It tells us, okay, it's going to cost this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might have money available to buy the equipment, the assets, and the capital and things like that. But we're going to have to see where the money's going to come from to provide the everyday operations,
right,
and the maintenance and things like that of the vehicles, and who's going to manage that. You got to hire people. And so all of those things will be looked at, and then you got to decide, well, where is this money coming from?
Right.
You know, and that'll be the test there.
Yeah. And that's something that as somebody who's already been serving for 4 years, you're used to doing, because whenever you have an annual budget that the city does,
right,
you've got to look at all that, what
that's
you're picking
right
in, what's going to go out, and sometimes those aren't difficult decisions
that's
to
right
make.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're lucky that, and we're fortunate. Of course, we're required by the state to balance our budget every year, and we operate within that balanced budget, and we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And even during some difficult times the last 4 years, it's been, and we're still having problems with revenue, you know, coming in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, but when this sales tax on energy was done away with on, you know, for manufacturers and things
right
like that, the state did away with that. It knocked socks off us in some ways, because we had some companies in this area that were using quite a bit of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so our sales tax revenues, and with the gate card that a lot of people don't know about, that's
right
taken some tax away from us. And the TAVT tax, I don't think we're being made whole as the state thinks we are,
mm-hmm,
with that right now. So when they did away with the birthday tax on automobiles. So a lot of those things. So our revenues, in fact, in July, which is the last month we have on record, it takes a while for the revenue department to get their figures together,
yeah,
you know, and sometimes we wonder about some of those figures. But, I mean, our sales tax revenues were $32,000 less than they were last July.
Hmm.
So, you know, that just shows you that people have, you know, are leading a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about that a lot. People are not spending the money they did several years ago, back before the recession.
Right.
And they're more economical, and they're looking at things, and they're trying to put money back because they might have got in a pinch.
Right.
You know, so... So it's different, and so we're having to operate on a lot closer budget than we have in the past. Really, we had to use some of our reserves. This year we've got a budget that we're projecting that we'll build those reserves back up somewhat.
Right.
But we've got to continue to do that, because if we have another severe recession like we had the last 5 years, then we got to have something we can fall back on.
Right. I was talking to an area home builder earlier this week, and they were talking about, you know, recovery from the recession.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, in Atlanta, you can certainly see it. In
yeah
Atlanta, they are absolutely bouncing back, and you
right
see a lot more housing starts. He said, you know, down here, it's been a lot slower. And he said,
yeah,
it's better than it was, you know, 2 years ago, but it's
mm-hmm
not nearly, you know, where it is in other places, because, you know, in rural
when
Georgia.
When I was in business, my company depended on the home building trade. You know, we sold
right
supplies to the cabinet makers and all of that and the builders. And we were always the last area to feel the pinch,
mm-hmm,
you know. And then we were the last area to recover.
Right.
I mean, it was just every time we had a recession, it was like that. And we're coming back. We got a lot of things going on in the city. I mean, I'm proud of the things that are going on right now, but we need a lot more.
Mayor John Gale joins us this morning. Again, he's running for re-election on November the 3rd. Of course, everyone who lives in the city votes in the mayor's race. It's part of when you go to these public forums, and you mentioned that, and there have been a lot more than you had last cycle,
mm-hmm,
no doubt. Is part of it kind of an education effort on your part to kind of, hey, here's something you might not know about that's
right
going on?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to, I mean, a lot of people, that we do a lot of things that just, you know, are not written up or are broadcast, or they're not on TV. They're, you know, a lot of things. So, I mean, we have a lot of things happen. So you got to sell those things, you know. And of course, you know, there was, when we first started campaigning, I heard one of my opponents say that downtown was dying on the vine. Well, I had to correct that. Mm-hmm. I mean, downtown Valdosta is booming right now, and we just got notice of a new venue that's going downtown. It's going to go in one of the larger vacant buildings down there, and it's going before planning commission and come before city council the 1st of November. It's going to be a great thing, and it's copied after a venue in the northern part of the state. So it's gonna and right now you got the old McCrory's building, Rise is taking that building and fixing it up. You got another building across street being renovated, and then this one and the rest. I was downtown last night eating in one of the restaurants. It was full.
Yeah,
I mean, and the food was unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot of good things happening, and I tell you, Mayor, one of the things I think, because it's not headline grabbing, or it's not like public transportation or downtown, but I think has been we're going to see a huge benefit from it. And of course, that's with the wastewater treatment plant and all the improvements made there. That's something that, you know, people just don't think about.
That's right.
And it's not something that is in your but it affects everybody.
Yeah. And see, a lot of those buildings, like the Ashley House, the Cranford building that was renovated, that provided not only office space but apartments, 11 apartments, I believe. These developers, you know, get tax credits to do those kind of things. So, so, and the city is involved in helping those companies or those individuals get those tax credits. So, you know, it's it makes it worthwhile for us. It makes it worthwhile for them. They get some low interest loans and things like that that make them worthwhile.
What are some of the, going forward, if reelected, what are some of the things you would like to see in your next term that you continue to work on, things you'd like to put emphasis on to continue to improve Valdosta? Well,
of course, one of my big things has been the downtown truck bypass.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're downtown, just the trucks are horrendous down there going through. And because the narrow streets that US 84, Central Avenue, and Hill Avenue, and it's just dangerous
and loud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. You sit out on the sidewalk at a couple of restaurants trying to eat and you can't hear yourself think, and it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just dangerous. We've had some things that have happened there and, caused some accidents, but I want to see, and tomorrow we're actually hoping to hear something from DOT. We're meeting with them tomorrow and hoping, they're kind of indicated that they might have a little help for us on that. So we're doing, and we're also beginning with the study to determine what's the most feasible route for a downtown bypass. In order for Valdosta to continue to grow, I'm not talking about just Valdosta, but Lowndes County and everything.
Right.
We've got to somehow have a bypass that that eliminates that downtown. And not only that, it provide other areas for development.
Right.
So that's been my main thing. Of course, the transportation we talked about, you know, and the studies. Those two studies are only costing the city and the county $16,000 a piece.
Right.
And it's going to provide a couple hundred thousand dollars in studies for us.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, I want to. We'll see the finish of the Force Main and the new wastewater treatment plant right after the first of the year. And that will get us out from under the consent order that we're under with the EPA right now. And of course, you know, we've seen lately other cities having problems with flooding.
Yes.
And of course, it just causes a severe problem, and we're hoping and we're pretty sure that the Force Main is going to eliminate a lot of the spills that we had. It will not eliminate flooding. Now, we're continuing to work with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for feasibility studies on that and everything. We called them together and were able to get them to realize that we had a problem. And those are the things that people don't hear about that much that we work on, you know, up there every day and try to find a solution to some of our problems. you know, I want to see about we've got some things happening right now that when they're announced, they're going to be exceptional. Mm-hmm. I want to see us. We still need to attract that industry that provides a couple of hundred jobs and some high paying jobs, and not only that, brings in satellite businesses with
right,
them.
Exactly.
You know, it's like some of your other businesses that have located in the northern part of the state. When they locate there, they have people that come in and provide services or make certain parts for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Caterpillar or something like that in
right.
Athens. Of course, Caterpillar now is, you know, they're having problems.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
So, you know, but we still need to have that business, and we continue to work with that. And we've got one that we're down to the last city in Georgia that they're considering, and mm-hmm. so we're in the running for that, and it's going to be a tremendous boost for Valdosta if they decide to come to us, and we feel pretty fortunate with that we'll hear something, you know, pretty
yeah.
quick. But, you know, it's just I want to continue to provide leadership, mm-hmm. you know, and good, ethical, honest leadership, mm-hmm. Continue to sell Valdosta as the metropolitan city of South Georgia.
I've always said Valdosta has got so many things because of its location and everything else. I mean, you know, even the retirement community is a tourism destination, as you know, for manufacturers to be here with Highway 84 and I-75
yeah. oh,
and right
yeah.
by the ports. I mean, it is kind of what I say, it's kind of in the magic location. So
I know. Well, you know, of course, there's just you know, we're a retail oriented community,
right?
And Interstate 75 made that.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we were the last city in Georgia before people went into Florida. And years ago, you know, we used to be known as where you stop to get gas before
right.
going to Florida and pay 25 or 30 cent a gallon more. Well, that's
right.
not the case anymore. You know, everybody's right. gas prices for some reason, and I can't explain all that anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
it's well, some of the Georgia gas tax. Which,
yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But it's not that much difference anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's just a tremendous amount of excitement right now. And you know, we continue to have people. We're looking at a group bringing a hotel downtown Valdosta.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a $12 million investment for them. And mm-hmm. it'll not only provide they're willing to work with us not only to provide that motel, but they're going to provide a parking deck.
Okay.
So we're going to have some high-rise things going on, too. And
exciting times.
And they're convinced. I mean, we've talked to them several times this week, and they're convinced that they're going to do this project in Valdosta.
Wow. A lot of exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are a lot of public forums, as the mayor mentioned, that will be going on, so folks can certainly attend those. But if people do want to get in touch with the mayor, easiest way to do that, if they just want to talk to you before the election, ask you questions or whatever the case may be, what's the easiest way for folks
well,
to get in touch?
I mean, they can go to my website, okay. John Gale for Mayor, and contact me through that.
Okay.
I don't give out my personal cell
phone,
but you're
at every city council meeting.
I am. They can call City Hall and I'll, if I'm not there, I'll call them back.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm proud of, Chris.
Right.
I have never, that I'm aware of, fail to return a phone call
mm-hmm.
or see anybody that wanted. I mean, I see a lot of folks that have some positive comments. I see a lot of folks that have negative
sure.
comments.
That comes with the territory.
And I'm willing to do that in my office during the day.
Yeah.
Just call City Hall and I'll be glad to talk to you. One thing I'm proud of that I've done, and we'll be swearing these kids in next week, but we've done a lot for our young people,
mm-hmm.
and we attracted and landed one of five model programs in the Great Promise Partnership. That's for high school students. Next Thursday night, we'll be swearing in the first youth council in
okay.
Valdosta, and we've got 16 kids that we're starting with, and they're gonna kind of mirror us and we're going to mentor them, and we're going to teach them about city government, and we're going to teach them how to conduct themselves, and we're going to see to it that they keep their grades up and they graduate, and hopefully they might even think about down the road getting into city government or something. So
well,
we're doing that. You know, it's just, I've enjoyed being mayor the last the last 4 years. It's challenging and sometimes a little bit, I don't know, it gets you. I got aggravated yesterday about some things, but we're going to work on those today and see if we can't correct them.
All part of it. So
that's right.
Very good to see you this morning. We appreciate
your time. Good to see you, Chris.